Attendees of a pro-impeachment rally say they're optimistic that President Donald Trump will be removed from office either through congressional action or by the voters next year.
Impeach! Remove! Impeach! Remove! When democracy is under attack, what do? Stand up! Fight back!
Gathered in front of the Believe sign in downtown Reno, hundreds of people braved the dark and cold to rally in support of impeaching the president this week.
I'm wearing three layers, hand warmers, my beanie, yes, my Nevada sweatshirt, but you can't see it.
That was Pam Ginsburg, bundled up and carrying a red sign that says resist. She says the recent House vote should encourage people to head to the polls.
Well, I'm hoping people wake up. I'm hoping they come out to vote. I'm trying to encourage young people to register and to vote.
For David Gladden, the president's policies are personal. He immigrated from Belize and earned U.S. citizenship 5 years ago. He says he supports impeachment.
So I'm one of those people that the Trump policies are targeting. And so, you know, even though that's frustrating and we can't seem to do anything because there's so much gridlock in the House and Senate, this is one where we can let the government know that we are not going to let it go to the breaking point.
Like Gladden, many demonstrators offered a litany of grievances against Trump. They remain hopeful the Senate will agree with the House and remove the president. But some, like Edwin Lingar, an English teacher and occasional political columnist for the Reno Gazette Journal, say they're looking more towards next year's election.
In 2020, we will also clean Washington of Trump enablers, bootlickers like our friend, the forever befuddled and confused Congressman Mark Amaday. Send him home.
Amaday is Nevada's lone Republican in Congress. He voted against impeachment. For KUNR News, I'm Lucia Starbuck.
KUNR's Lucia Starbuck has the story. In a lengthy statement, Congressman Mark Amaday defended his vote against impeachment. He says the evidence did not prove beyond a reasonable doubt President Trump committed a crime. His remarks ended weeks of speculation that he might break with his party.